Welcome to another broadcast of Studying the Scriptures. I'm your host, Dr. Todd Baker, director of Berit Hadashah Ministries in Dallas, Texas. Well, today we continue our ongoing prophetic/messianic study of the seven feasts of Israel, given in Leviticus 23, an oft-neglected chapter in the history of the Christian church, and one that, if someone chooses to ignore, does so at the cost of robbing themselves of great spiritual understanding about the things of Messiah. I've also entitled this series of teachings, The Messiah in the Feasts of Israel. And now we come to the Feast of Pentecost. The Feast of Pentecost, the fourth feast that we are looking at. We have covered thus far the Feast of Passover, the crown jewel of the biblical feasts, the feast that celebrates the act of redemption by God to save His people. And it points to Jesus the Messiah as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And then we looked at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which speaks of the believer's fellowship with the sinless Messiah who was unleavened, that is, without leaven, leaven standing for sin. Hence, to be unleavened was to be sinless. And the Messiah, Jesus, was the only sinless life ever lived. Then, after that, we looked at the Feast of First Fruits. And this, of course, typifies the resurrected Messiah. Paul said of Jesus that He is the first fruits of those who sleep. In other words, Jesus Christ is the first one to rise from death, never to die again. And since He is the first, the redeemed will follow after Him in their own order when He returns at the rapture of the church, when the dead in Christ shall be raised, and the living Christians who are alive at that time will be raised together with Him to meet our heavenly bridegroom in the air. And now, this brings us to the Feast of Pentecost, or in Hebrew, Shavuot. Shavuot. Shavuah is the singular word in Hebrew for week. Shavuot is the plural, meaning weeks. The Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost. Again, we find this feast given in Leviticus 23. And there is more verses devoted to this feast in Leviticus 23 than the other feasts. One would think that Passover would deserve greater space devoted to its details of observance. Yet, in this chapter, it is Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, that's given greater attention. And the Lord gives the instructions on how to keep this feast in verses 15 through 22 of Leviticus chapter 23. And we will look at those verses now. Leviticus 23, starting in verse 15. The Lord says, "And you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days here, to the day after the seventh Sabbath. Then you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord. You shall bring from your dwellings two wave loaves of 2/10 of an ephah. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits to the Lord. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs of the first year without blemish, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They shall be as a burnt offering to the Lord with their grain offering and their drink offerings, an offering made by fire for a sweet aroma to the Lord. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, and 2 male lambs of the first year as a sacrifice of a peace offering. The priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering before the Lord. With 2 lambs they shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And you shall proclaim on the same day that it is a holy convocation to you. You shall do no customary work on it. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of the land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field. When you reap, nor shall you gather any gleanings from your harvest, you shall leave them for the poor and for the stranger. I am the Lord your God. So here we have described the 4th feast in Israel's festival calendar, the Feast of Weeks, called in Hebrew Shavuot, and in the New Testament, Pentecost. That word Pentecost is from the Greek word for 50, reminding Israel that they were to count 50 days from the Feast of Unleavened Bread to Pentecost, which would be 50 days. It is called the Feast of Weeks or the Feast of Pentecost because 50 days were to transpire between the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the day after the Sabbath, 49 days later, making it the 50th day and the beginning of the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, Pentecost. Major scriptures dealing with the Feast of Pentecost are found in Exodus 19, verses 20, Exodus chapter 24, Deuteronomy 16, verses 9 through 12, Exodus 23, verses 16 and 17, and chapters 34, verses 22 and 23, Leviticus 23, verses 15 through 22, which we've just read, and Numbers 28, verses 26 through 31. I would strongly encourage my listeners to study these scripture passages so that you may better acquaint yourself with the content about the Feast of Pentecost. And we will look in more detail the passages given in Leviticus 23 in connection with these other passages as we give a careful study of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. In the New Testament, Pentecost is mentioned, of course, in Acts 2, which opens with the phrase, when the day of Pentecost had fully come. There, Luke is denoting by such a phrase that this feast is prophetic in nature. And therefore, when its time of fulfillment fully came, it did so in the New Testament era, 50 days after the Messiah rose from the dead. Other passages in the New Testament that make allusion to the Feast of Pentecost are 2 Corinthians 3 and Hebrews 8. When you look at all these scriptures together, the Old Testament being the type and shadow, with the New Testament being the fulfillment of that type, a study of the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, clearly points to the advent, the outpouring, the coming of Ruach HaKodesh, Hebrew for Holy Spirit. And with that coming, the formation, the beginning, and the birthday of the New Testament church. When the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Yeshua rose from the dead, the church age and the formation of the church had begun. It is the church's birthday. And what is the church? Since we're talking about Pentecost being the birthday of the church, a topic which we will more closely examine in the unfolding of this teaching. What is the church? Is it a building? Too often people assume wrongly that the church is a building or some type of religious structure. No, it is not. The church, biblically defined in the New Testament, is a called out, elect body of people taken from every nation in the world who believe and trust and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice that the birthday of the church began on the day of Pentecost, just as the birthday of Torah Judaism, or biblical Judaism, also was born on Shavuot. We'll discover that later in this teaching. So both the birthday of biblical Judaism and the biblical church, both of these celebrate the same birthday. They were both birthed on the day of Pentecost, and that is not a coincidence. Again, biblical Judaism points the way to the Messiah. Now, let us talk about the historical context in which Shavuot was given. Remember, the Exodus of Israel took place under the Feast of Passover in the first month, on the 14th day of Nisan. When God delivered Israel from the bondage of Egypt under the leadership of Moses, they crossed the Red Sea and they were guided and led by the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day, until finally, some 50 days later, God brought the nation of Israel to the foot of Mount Sinai. At Sinai, God called Moses up to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. Now remember, the children of Israel had left Egypt and traveled through the wilderness and came to Sinai some 49 to 50 days after they left Egypt, which would place it, their arrival on Sinai and the giving of the Ten Commandments, which would place it on the 50th day from they're leaving Egypt when they celebrated Passover. That then would be on the day of Pentecost. Once at Sinai, the law of the Ten Commandments was written and given to Israel. And there at Sinai was established Israel as God's chosen and covenantal nation, as formally ratified by the old covenant with the giving of the law. The full meaning and understanding of the Feast of Pentecost can only be understood and appreciated by looking at the detailed unfolding of it laid down in the Word of God. And remember, as we look at this feast, we do so through a messianic and prophetic template. As with the Feast of Pentecost, following the other three feasts, this feast, of course, points to the work of Messiah. Specifically, His supernatural endowment and bestowing of the Holy Spirit upon the redeemed people of God, which, of course, was first inaugurated in the New Testament on the day of Pentecost when the Apostle Peter stood up and gave his powerful sermon of Yeshua being the Messiah, risen from the dead, and now exalted and seated at the right hand of God. The feast of Pentecost then is a prophetic type and shadow of which Yeshua the Messiah is the substantive fulfillment. Pentecost is known by a variety of names in the Scriptures, each of which set forth some facet of truth. Let's look at the various names given for this most significant feast. Keep in mind that names were very important in the ancient Jewish world. A person's name usually told us something significant about that person's character. Places and events were also given special names to denote a meaning or an act of God done there and played out in history. Six names are given for this feast. First of all, we have the Feast of Harvest. The Feast of Harvest. In Hebrew, that is Hag HaKatzir. Exodus 23:16. The Feast of Pentecost is called here the Feast of Harvest. This is to reflect the fact that Pentecost was the official beginning of the summer harvest season. Just as the Feast of First Fruits celebrated the beginning of the spring barley harvest, so too Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, commemorated the official beginning of the summer harvest season, specifically the grain harvest. Another name, a second name for the Feast of Weeks, or Shavuot, would be the Feast of Weeks. In Hebrew, Chag HaShavuot. Chag HaShavuot. This is the most common name given in the Hebrew Bible for Pentecost. Shavuot was called the Feast of Weeks simply because 7 weeks were to be counted from the first day of first fruits until observing this feast. Earlier I said the first day of unleavened bread, and I meant to say the first day of first fruits. From that first day, one counted 49 weeks, and then on the 50th day, 7 weeks after first fruits, we have Shavuot, the Feast of Pentecost. The third name given in Hebrew for Pentecost was the Day of First Fruits, Numbers 28:26. By the way, the Feast of Weeks name, Chag HaShavuot, let me give you the biblical passages for that name, the second name for the Feast of Pentecost. They are found in Exodus 34:22, Deuteronomy 16:10, and 2 Chronicles 8:13. Now for the third name, the Day of First Fruits, Yom HaBikurim in Hebrew. This name was assigned to Shavuot since the feast day on which the first fruit offerings of the summer wheat crop were brought to the temple. They were the first fruits of the summer harvest of wheat. And so Pentecost is called the Day of First Fruits. So Shavuot marked the beginning of the summer wheat harvest, even as we have discovered in our lessons on the Feast of First Fruits. Both feasts mark the beginning of a harvest. With First Fruits, it was the beginning of the spring barley harvest, and with this feast now before us, Pentecost, It was to mark the beginning of the summer wheat harvest. And another designation along this line for Pentecost was the Feast of Weeks, or the first fruit of wheat harvest, Exodus 34:22. Fifth, the feast was also called the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of Israel's labors, Exodus 23:16. And then in the New Testament, we have another designation for this feast, called the Feast of Pentecost. Remember, Pentecost is the Greek transliteration into English for the word 50, found in Acts 2:1, Acts 20:16, and 1 Corinthians 16:8. So Pentecost was the feast of the Lord, the fourth feast in Israel's festival calendar, given in Leviticus 23, a total of seven feasts, this being four out of that seven. In this feast, the Lord wanted Israel to hold and observe the fact that God gives the increase of harvest, whether it's in the spring or the summer. He is the provider, the sustainer of the people of Israel. I believe it was this feast, the Feast of Pentecost, that the Lord wanted Israel to hold and observe before Him in the wilderness. Remember in Exodus 5:1, God told Moses that He wanted them to leave Egypt so that they could observe a feast in the wilderness. And God told that to Pharaoh when He commanded or demanded that Pharaoh let the people of God go so that they could hold a feast unto the Lord in the wilderness. Well, that feast had to be Pentecost, because once they left Egypt after the celebration of Passover, they journeyed in the wilderness some 49 days, and then on the 50th day would have been Shavuot, Pentecost. So it was this feast that God wanted the children of Israel to celebrate once He delivered them from the bondage of Egypt. So Pentecost holds a very significant place in the liturgical calendar God gave the nation of Israel. The time of Shavuot is given also in the verses we read earlier in Leviticus 23. It was to be observed in the late spring. Today, Shavuot, or Pentecost, usually falls in late May or early June. This year, it was late May. On the modern Hebrew calendar, Shavuot falls on the sixth day of the month of Sivan. And Pentecost, or Shavuot, was defined by the calculation of 50 days from the Feast of First Fruits, not unleavened bread, as I said earlier. It was a typo on my part. It was to be calculated 50 days after the Feast of First Fruits. And so this time period of counting from First Fruits to Shavuot is known in Judaism as Sefirah. That's Hebrew for counting. So, just as the measure of barley, which was brought to the temple as a first fruit offering on the Feast of First Fruits, was known as the Omer, meaning measure or to count in Hebrew, from that day forth, the Jewish people were to begin counting the days from that time to the 50th day. And on that 50th day, we have Pentecost. The Greek name for Shavuot is Pentecost, simply meaning 50th. Now, although the word Pentecost is not used in the Old Testament, it is used three times in the New Testament. This feast took place on the 50th day, hence its name Pentecost. And when this feast was celebrated, This commemorated the fact that God brought Israel into the wilderness in the third month after their exodus from their slavery in Egypt. Now, a simple chronological reckoning shows us that Pentecost indeed occurred on the day Israel came to Mount Sinai, where the Ten Commandments of the Law were given, 50 days after Moses led Israel out of Egypt. So the rabbis are correct when they say that Shavuot, or Pentecost, is the day when Torah, the Law of Moses, was given. So from Passover to Shavuot, or Pentecost, one can count the required 50 days. Passover took place on the 14th day of the first month, according to Exodus 12:18 and Leviticus 23:4-5. On that day, Israel celebrated Passover, then left Egypt on the 15th day of Nisan. During the commencement of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. After the Exodus, Moses and Israel crossed the Red Sea following the cloudy pillar by day and the fiery pillar by night to Mount Sinai. We are told in Exodus 16:1 and 19:1 that the nation of Israel, under the leadership of Moses, arrived to Mount Sinai on the first day of the third month. At Sinai, the Lord spoke to Moses to tell Israel to set themselves apart on the third day they arrived at Sinai. On the third day, the scripture tells us that Moshe, Hebrew for Moses, went up again to the mount on this day. And it was on this day that the Lord wrote the Ten Commandments with His finger on stone tablets. So calculating all these events up, we have 50 days, which may be seen as follows. On the first month, Aviv or Nisan, we have 15 days from the Exodus. And then the second month, 30 days of traveling in the wilderness. Then once Israel arrived, beginning of the third month from their Exodus, we have 4 days, giving us a total of 49 days or 7 weeks. From the Exodus to their arrival at Mount Sinai. On the 50th day, being out of Egypt, Moses went up to Mount Sinai, where the Lord wrote with His finger the Ten Commandments of Torah. And so, Judaism looks upon the Feast of Pentecost as the birthday and the celebration to commemorate the giving of the law at Mount Sinai on the day of Shavuot. Well, I'm out of time. Until next time, Shalom Yeshua HaMashiach Alechem. May the peace of Jesus the Messiah be with you.